The Museum of Modern Art in New York City has opened temporary galleries where it will store and exhibit its collection for the next 3 years. The museum has closed its Midtown Manhattan building for a $650 million expansion. In the meantime, some of the world's most famous paintings by Picasso, Matisse, and Cézanne are showing in an old stapler factory in Queens, NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
Change is coming to this corner of Long Island City, Queens. The Museum of Modern Art, stretching almost a block and painted bright blue, is squeezed into a neighborhood of dilapidated factories, a check cashing shop, and a Dominican diner. Marcos Presentes, owner of the diner, is happy to see the steady stream of well-heeled visitors and plans to supplement his San Concha, Mondonga, and other meat stews.
The food that we have here is heavy meals. But we are in like new whole menu with light salads, like vegetables, vegetarian sandwiches, because we know, you know, the museum is going to be a lot of new people, American people.
Outside the diner, longtime resident Diego Arango hopes the museum will bring money and improvements to his neighborhood. He's never been to any of New York's art museums, but Arango says he plans to visit MoMA eventually.
I usually go more to the beach, parks, to the casinos, things like that, you know. I don't visit too much museums.
MoMA had never really intended to place its temporary museum in Queens. The building was bought for storage and office space, but was pressed into service when the staff couldn't find anything affordable in Manhattan. The museum staff worried that New Yorkers and tourists wouldn't come to Queens. But more than 17,000 people attended its opening weekend, among some of the best numbers in MoMA's history. Nobody was more surprised than the building's architect, Michael Maltzen. He says most New Yorkers he spoke with never shared his enthusiasm for the Queens neighborhood.
Whenever I would tell people how excited I was about actually working here, there was always this look in people's eyes that I was a little bit insane.
Maltzen's design combines modern chic, curvy walls and ramps all in white, with a bit of the rough, cement floors and ceilings with vent systems exposed. To the delight of the architects and MoMA director Glenn Lowry, taking the Picassos and Matisses away from their staid midtown environs of marble floors and square rooms gives the art a more contemporary, fresh look.
None of us had any idea how especially the early works in our collection were going to look in what is effectively an old factory and warehouse converted now into an art gallery. And the intensity of the space really brought out the intensity in the paintings in a way that was absolutely magical and utterly unexpected.
Longtime museum member Ruth Ancona even found the entrance surprising. She got a bit turned around on the multiple ramps and ended up in the cafe. She wasn't overly impressed with the minimalist look of the place.
I think it's very honest. It's an old factory, and they didn't pretend it wasn't. And they just helped us out with ramps and places to be a little more comfortable. And I'm longing for the new place, but I admire them for trying.
Ancona's mood cheered when she spied a Picasso peeking out from behind the entranceway wall. She had seen the ramps and the curvy walls. Now she was ready for the art. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.